Welcome. Tonight's program will go deep into fringe knowledge of lost, hidden, and suppressed truths about the nature of our reality. The decoding process can be uncomfortable and at times frightening. However, you are not alone on this journey of understanding. Welcome to the Shadow Ban Podcast, and welcome home.
Like when somebody donates, I'm always like, please stop donating. I don't want your money. And then instantly like 30 more people donate.
Oh, like, so you just gotta like, mind tricks.
Yeah, it's fun. Not good. And then
don't
next week,
give me any money, people. Yeah.
Nobody give
do
us money.
Do not go to our Anchor website and donate, okay? We don't want your money.
Yeah. Yeah, please don't leave 5-star reviews. That's good.
Do not buy any merch.
Well, they can't buy merch anymore.
No, I know. We stopped that.
We stopped it. Next week, guys, we're talking to Tommy Chong.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday.
Monday at like something time o'clock.
I think
o'clock?
It's Monday.
At a time o'clock.
Did I tell you that he like how and why he rescheduled?
Yeah.
This dude is so high. Holiday. He forgot it was a holiday and messaged me. He's like, I forgot. He's like, hey, man, I forgot it was a holiday.
It's all good.
It's fun. Good times.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
I'm excited for that. I am excited for that.
Somehow I'm on his email list.
Tommy Chong's email?
Yeah, his emails go to my junk mail, but I was looking through my junk mail to see if I got another email, and it's like Tommy Chong, and it's like buy these like CBD gummies.
Something
like,
you're not
whatever.
Telling us, Jade? You're buying CBD gummies on the side where nobody
literally
knows?
Never have. I don't know. I thought it was so weird. I'm like, wow. And I probably wouldn't have even noticed it before, you know, until now. Then I'm like, oh, hey. Who knows if it's actually from his email list or if it's just some spam using his name.
I don't know, but I'm going to tell him to send us a care package when I talk to him.
Wonder if he sells CBD gummies. I don't know.
I'm sure he does. I'm telling him to send me a package. I don't even smoke weed anymore, but I want the care package. I will keep it.
He has care packages?
I don't know. I know he sells stuff. I'm going to be like, yo, send me a care package. I'm going to leave it completely intact. So in like 20 years, like after he's dead, I'll be like, yo, I've got this unopened.
Mint condish.
Right.
Like my dad used to sell stuff on eBay. Mint condish.
Yeah, dude.
Seared into my brain. Not condition, it's condish. That's the lingo.
Mint condish. Tommy Chong care package. Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's all rotten. Oh, man, that's good.
You save it in case of an emergency. The world's coming to an end.
If the world comes to an end, I'm definitely not eating any edibles or smoking weed.
Why not?
Because I got to focus, dude. I got to be dialed in if I'm fighting off zombies.
Nah, I'll be like, just take me.
I mean, I guess maybe. I suppose. Not my first choice. Definitely want to try to stay focused.
Go ham.
Yeah. Shoot myself in the foot on accident trying to defend my property from the zombies. Not good.
Yeah.
So what's happened in the world? The world ended yet? Are we all dying?
Don't know.
I mean, we know gas is expensive as shit, right?
Yeah.
Like me driving here was like $4,000 probably.
Yeah, so don't donate, guys, to us.
Yeah, don't.
Don't help us pay for the gas.
Don't.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, wild. Wild,
wild. Whose fault do you think it is?
Well, the president doesn't set the gas prices.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. My favorite.
He tried to blame everything on Putin.
I mean, like, okay, like, that's somewhat true, right? Obviously, Biden's not out there just setting gas prices, but it's all the freaking green stuff. It's like,
it's just the fact that he thinks we're that stupid is what's annoying.
People are so dumb, dude. I can't.
To just take his word for what he says.
If Trump was in office when all these gas prices are up, the dude would be blaming it on
Trump. Oh, yeah. Everything was Trump's fault. Things are still Trump's fault. I saw somebody on TikTok Live the other day who was literally, like, they were just going off about how this is all Trump's policies' fault. A year and a half later, the stuff Trump did now, like, this is the reason that we're having all these problems. Mm-hmm, and I was just like, bro, you are just totally.
Just all started right after Biden got elected, you know.
It's ridiculous.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, I don't know. The world is ending for sure. Oh, okay, so, like, remember, it's still happening now. I say remember like it's not happening now. There's, like, supply chain issues, yeah. Right? Like,
Sriracha.
You can't get the ships can't get to port.
Baby, yeah. Well, I'm okay, just that's kidding. What I'm gonna get it to. Was a joke.
That's what I'm going to get to, like, right? So
the friggin' sriracha, man.
So
can't, like, have spicy food.
The boats can't get to port, apparently, because there's no people there to offload the cargo. And, like, that's a big part of the supply chain issue right now, right? So then there was this baby formula shortage where everybody was actually...
No, it's still right, happening.
Yeah. Yet, a nice cargo ship full of baby formula... bypassed the line and got right into port, so that it was like, oh, we've got baby formula now, we're good, don't worry about all the baby formula we're sending to the border because we got some now. Mm-hmm. Can't offload your milk or your eggs that are going to be $1 a piece by the end of the year for an egg.
It's also annoying. It's like the food in the stores is rotten already. Mm-hmm. Like, the produce is rotten. Because I order my groceries, and I'm like, you guys are going to make me have to go into the store so that nobody friggin' delivers me rotten food. Yeah. It's like, they're like, you know, yeah, let's give it to the girl who's ordering her groceries.
That's happened to me so a few times. Get it out. That's why I stopped doing that. I was doing the, like, the curbside pickup, yeah, where they bring it to your car. And then I'd get home, and I'd be like, dude, you literally got me stuff that's
literally,
like,
gave me stuff that's already rotten.
Literally.
Yeah.
It was insane. And then the other day I went to Walmart to buy meat, which I never buy meat from Walmart, but it was late and I was like, I just need some ground beef. Like, that's all I needed. Meat, so I was just meat. Like, I'm just going to go in there and get ground beef. We're done. I walk in there and all the meat was warm. Like, the coolers,
ew,
weren't even working.
What the heck?
And I was like, what, dude? And, like, all the packaging was wet.
Ew.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I guess I'm not eating ground beef tonight because
I'm
not going to do that. I was already skeptical about buying the meat from Walmart to begin with, but then it was
where
just
like...
Where
do you buy your meat from?
Usually I'll either go to, like, Aldi or Publix.
Okay.
For meat. Depends on, like, what I'm looking for. Usually I'll go to Aldi first.
Well, and what's your beef with Walmart beef, though, is what I'm curious about.
It's like, it's cheap, and it's like they're buying the cheap bottom-of-the-barrel beef.
Okay.
To sell you at Walmart, yeah, right? Unless you buy, like, the expensive... you know, free range or grass fed, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Which is, like, still pumped full of antibiotics and all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure it's the same way at Aldi and Publix, but, like, I don't know. I just feel better.
Feel better.
Something about
some
Walmart.
Some of the Aldi stuff, I'm like, their steak, I'm like,
yeah. I'll go there first.
But I pretty much shop from Aldi all the time.
I'll see what Aldi's got, and then, like, if
Publix,
they're not cutting
it. Way, man.
Publix expensive.
Are you rich?
No, that's why I just go there. That's, like, where I go to get the things that I couldn't get at Aldi. So
yeah,
I'll go with
exactly,
like, a 50 items on a list, and then I'll end up at Publix to get, like, the 4 or 5 things that I needed.
That's,
you
true,
know? And then Walmart is just like the.
But then you spent like $100 for 4 things at Publix.
Yeah, it's crazy. Honestly, you guys see that fish I caught the other day?
Yeah.
I should have kept it, and I would have been eating for like
you
a
didn't
month.
Keep
no, it?
It
was way too big. It was like a
foot
over the limit.
The limit.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
But yeah, everybody was like, did you keep it, bro? Did you keep it, bro? And I was like, oh, I should have kept it. I should have kept it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude, it's some Joe Rogan action right there.
Yeah, it was wild.
Have you ever watched the show Meat Eater?
Yeah, I love Meat Eater. Steve Rinella.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Like that. The guy's a legend.
Want to go hunt? I won't eat any
Let's
of
go.
That. I won't eat it.
Let's go right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sasquatch hunt too. No, never did that. What's it called? Swamp Ape?
Swamp Ape, yeah. Well, I don't know about all that.
Really?
No.
You're more scared now after being on that show?
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
We've gone over enough stories about Bigfoot.
I'm not
Bigfoot,
scared.
Where, like, I'm pretty sure Bigfoot is real. And when you hear about things like Bigfoot throwing live alligators at you, like, that's his
that's
weapon
so
of choice.
Funny.
Like, I'm like, nah, dude, I'm good on that.
I just, like, just do it. I don't even care. Like,
no.
Whatever.
I'm good.
Just take me.
No problem.
Dude, you said alligators.
Yeah, he's got like a quiver.
Like a quiver full of alligators. Alligator bandolier, dude.
Yeah, I don't even think he like spins them. I think he just like torpedoes them. He just picks them up and just throws them straight.
When we
you.
Went to Tennessee, we went to the, what was it? Tuckaleechee Caverns, and they have a gift shop, and they had a bunch of like Sasquatch stuff, and I almost bought you something just because I was like, but I didn't.
I like free stuff.
Yeah, I forget what it was, but it, there was a lot of Bigfoot stuff there. I was going to get it, and I was like, ah, nah. No reason. Just decided not to.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm still, like, skeptical about Bigfoot, you know, a lot of the time. Especially, like, when we're doing the Infinite Rabbit Hole, like, mm-hmm. and Jeremy brings it up, and I'm like, eh, it's probably fake. But, honestly, of all of the things, Bigfoot is the one that I'm most, like, probably.
Yeah.
Like, it's possible for sure.
When we were in Tennessee, too, I watched... there's like this show on, I don't know, maybe it was like Discovery Channel. It was like Finding Bigfoot, I think was the show. Mm. But it had me interested, but then I was like, you know, I don't know if I can trust that these people aren't just trying to make it good for TV.
Yeah, that's you know, any of those shows, those guys are just, you know, they're creating entertainment yeah. more than they're actually, yeah.
But I was honestly yeah. like scared to go to bed. After I watched that, I'm like, oh, Bigfoot gonna get me?
Dude, so I was listening to Andrew Schultz's podcast with Joe Rogan the other day. Did you listen to that? 4 hours. Yeah, so like, I looked up what they were talking about, the eater robot, the EATR.
Well, I didn't watch it.
Okay, it's a robot that literally consumes biological material as like a energy source. Like it charges its batteries by eating biological
materials.
A robot
that eats
biologic materials, so plants. Anything biological. Okay. Yes, plants. You, your dog. I don't know.
People, babies.
Yeah, but I was like, dude, and that freaked me out because obviously, I'm worried about the world ending and like transhumanism and like all this stuff. And then it's like mm-hmm. they have robots that will survive. Like you hook that up to artificial intelligence, you tell it that the world's ending because of climate change and people are doing things. The robot is going to decide to just eat us mm-hmm. to solve the problem.
Yeah, that's weird.
Also, I watched World War Z the other day. Again, I've seen it a few times, but it's been a while. So
is that the one with Brad Pitt?
Yeah, the one with Brad Pitt.
Okay.
It's literally. Like I was watching it and I was like, wow, this was predictive programming when that movie came out.
Really?
Because it's a virus yeah. that came out, right? And like, you know, everybody turns into zombies and like all this stuff. It's just the whole movie. I was like, damn, dude, this is like an extreme version.
I don't remember like how it all started.
Yeah.
I can watch a movie and walk out of the movie theater and someone be like, oh, I really like that part where blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't remember that part. Have to watch a movie like two or three times. I think I just get like zoned out.
Just enjoy the explosions and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I'm kind of the same way too. After a second or third time, I'm like,
I think I probably watched that movie once, so most of it didn't stick with me. But
yeah, it was an interesting watch, you know. But that's like anything, you know. You watch a show or a movie once you mm-hmm. know something new. And then
yeah.
it clicks, and you're like, oh.
You see it differently.
I see what
yeah.
they're doing here. And then my mom was telling me that she's been watching 24 with Grandma.
Yeah.
And she was saying that, and like 24 came out a long time ago, right? Like mm-hmm. 20 years ago or something, right? And she was saying that there was like an episode in 24 where it was literally exactly what this whole pandemic thing was about. Like, really? Yeah, it was like a virus that came from a lab in China and like blah, 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 blah,
wow.
blah. And it was like a flu virus and like all these different types
what
of things.
Heck?
And I was like, what?
One episode?
Yeah, because each, I think, right? I don't know. I've never watched 24,
never
but I think each episode
it.
Is like a new problem. Like, oh. you always think it can get worse. And then, yeah, it's 24 hours, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't
and
know.
I guess I never even thought about why it was called 24.
Predictive programming, bruh. Predictive programming. You guys see this monkeypox? You guys scared of monkeypox?
No, because I heard. The words and I that's about it.
Does it just keep getting worse?
Monkeypox.
Kung flu.
Yeah, I saw the meme and it was like monkeypox. It was like this is like a sign of Harambe's revenge or something. And I was like, yo, that's funny, dude. Karma.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, dude, monkeypox.
So what is it? Because I really haven't.
It's monkeypox,
I haven't watched,
dude. I don't know.
Any news.
It's the thing you're supposed to be most scared about now.
So scared.
I don't know. They're still trying to sell masks. They didn't sell all the masks they made, so they're trying to sell them, I think.
We need more information, Jeffrey.
I don't know, bro. Like I said, I've been not paying attention.
Get it from monkeys? Why is it called monkeypox?
I think it's like a smallpox variant or something. It's like smallpox. I could be wrong about that. I just kind of made that up, but it sounds like something that's true. Does Pfizer have a vaccine for it? They already bought, the U.S. government already bought like millions of dollars worth of vaccines for monkeypox.
Interesting.
You know, that's your tax dollars hard at work. None of us even know what the fuck monkeypox is, but they're spending millions of dollars on it. There you go.
We could talk about the COVID vaccine side effects.
What I like both of these things.
Is your microphone on? Bro, nobody can hear you.
The listeners like it too.
There's no mic stand.
Hello, hello. What's your, like, okay, what's the Sandy Hook thing? I don't know a lot about it.
Gotta get careful. You gotta be careful with this one.
Really?
You gotta be real careful with this one. This is the...
Is this... the conspiracy theory that it's just all a hoax and that the people were paid actors?
There's a lot of different theories on it. I mean...
What's yours? What is the
Hold
big
on, I
deal?
Have to think about how to answer this because this is exactly the thing that Alex Jones got permabanned for
really?
Off every platform, and that started the whole cascade of just knocking people off of social media and different platforms, was him talking about Sandy Hook. That was the thing.
Like, I didn't know I was opening like a can of worms like that, man.
People ask me that all the time on like TikTok Live. They're like, what's your thoughts on Sandy Hook? And I'm like,
what's different about that, though?
There's oddities.
What do you mean?
There's just oddities with it. So there was people, victims, that they found are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
They've found, like, they have their memorial pictures. They're still alive today.
It's one of the things that because... Okay, let me just preface this by saying...
There are mourners that have showed up at other shootings. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
like
they're
professional mourners.
That's where the whole like.
And Gabby Petito was in that music video too.
Yeah, the
like,
whole
of all the people.
The whole thing about just, crisis actors, it all kind of like stems from that.
There's
thing.
Oddities. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Now, just for anybody who might be listening to this, I'm not saying it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. It's just weird. It's just super weird. But yeah, it's one of those things where you can point to enough things mm-hmm. in that situation and come to the conclusion that what we were told isn't necessarily the facts. So
right.
That's why it's such an easy one for people to get banned on because they don't want people to talk about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
so do you think that's the case for like most of these mass shootings or like that one's
okay,
different?
Okay, so
or?
I think that some of the, like, school shootings, there's a lot of school shootings that are happening, right? I think that
yeah.
some of them are just sick people, and they mm-hmm. know that it's a good way to become, like, infamous, right, is to do this horrific thing. So some of it is what it is.
Yeah.
I think that a percentage of them are definitely caused by, like, mind control victims, right? Like, they are literally mind controlled to be some kind of, like, whatever, Manchurian candidate or something, like where they're the ones gonna, they're like a remote control person, right? And they go and do the thing because that's what their mind control programming had them do. And then I think some of them are like total false flags. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, they just
like, cause this stuff does happen a lot, especially lately. I feel like every day I hear something, but it's like some of them make the headlines way bigger and it's like this big thing and it's like then the president is using it as like a mm-hmm. so it's like those ones are the ones I'm talking about.
Here's the reason. The reason is because everything is collapsing, because there's like serious inflation and supply chain issues,
distraction,
and elections are coming up and all these different things. They are probably freaking out because they know that it's going to hit a point where people are going to do something about it, mm-hmm. right? Like enough people are going to get fed up enough and they will do something. Mm-hmm. So they're freaking out and like, we have to take as many guns away as we can possibly take away before that happens,
right.
because then they'll have no chance.
Also, we can't get invaded until all the guns are gone.
That's true.
It is impossible to invade this country yep. until all of the firearms are banned. You can invade Canada right now.
Yep.
They'll give up. They won't even fight. Mm-hmm. And they can't fight. They just had all the guns banned. And now they have media bans. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
The bans on content, now it has to be Canada, pro-Canada.
Yeah. It's like state.
They just went straight Russia.
It has to be like state-sponsored or like some kind of...
Yeah. Castro Jr. is doing a number up there.
Castro Jr. Damn. Yeah, no, that's definitely it, man. I really think that most of this narrative is just that. They know that we're getting to a boiling point and they have to like do as much as they can to make sure that people aren't getting guns and like all this stuff,
yeah.
you know, because it's going to be bad. Like people thought that January 6th was this terrible event, right? Or like whatever. Like, no, dude, you have no idea what pissed off armed people mm-hmm. are capable of doing. Now, I'm not saying that they should, of course, for yeah. all the alphabet people listening to this, but that's just a fact. Mm-hmm. So they're freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. Nobody's going to invade us. You can't. The American people is the largest freestanding army in the world. They literally.
For now.
Go ahead. Fuck around and find out. Because that's not a good idea.
Try me.
Yeah. Try me, bro. Yeah. It's crazy. But the food situation is like the thing that I'm most worried about right now, honestly. Like gas is expensive. That sucks. You know, all the other stuff sucks. But the food, because when diesel gets to be expensive enough, then everything else gets more expensive along with it because we get food to the grocery stores mm-hmm. via diesel-powered trucks.
Yeah.
So once the diesel hits like a point, I think what, it's like $6 now for a gallon of diesel around here. Once it gets to be like 10 bucks for a gallon of diesel, bro.
Crazy.
Yeah, everything will be so expensive that we will have like a serious problem. Mm-hmm. So like I'm more worried about the food than anything.
Well, I just saw a thing that these sheriffs, whatever, some county, their sheriff's deputy department, whatever, they're taking most non-emergency calls by phone now. Like, they will not respond to them because gas, they blew through their gas budget twice this year already.
What does that mean?
So when you call, like, oh, I need a wellness check on my mom, I think I haven't heard from her in a couple of days, can you have an officer drive by? They'll just call the house. They're not driving by.
Wow. Where is this at?
It was some county. I can't remember.
Dude, that's scary, though. That's scary.
Wellness?
I could do that. That's why I'm calling you.
Maybe we should do that a little more already. Not because of gas. Well, there's so many wasted resources, I feel like. Anyways, that's beside the
point. I just thought
for non-emergency
I just thought of a great business opportunity.
What?
We start a business handling non-emergency situations. Subscription based. $20 a month. And we'll send somebody out to do your non-emergency calls.
That is not
Orwellian
at all.
listen, man. Capitalism, bro. You know? There's a need, there's a demand.
We should start a private firefighting.
Subscription based, of course. $20 a month. We'll come
put out your fire.
Oh, that's funny. I'm just saying, dude, it's not a bad idea. Somebody hit me up.
We will steal groceries for you.
Oh, no, dude. Yeah. Yeah, it freaks me out. A little bit freaked out.
I don't know. I live in a bubble in my world, so.
Well, that's good. I'm happy for you.
I don't think about it much.
I'm glad you don't have to worry about it.
Honestly, I'll worry about it when I have to worry about it, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess.
But I wanted to talk about the vaccine stuff, the side effects, because I think, when did they come out? Because it's all a blur for me at this point when we first got them. Was it 2020?
2020, yeah, December.
So, like, we're coming up on 2 years here, the end of this year. since people started getting it. So we're getting into the like long-term side effects. Well, I mean, it's, you know, not initial reactions anymore. It's like what's happening in your body after 2 years, 3 years,
which is a problem because it's easy for them to cover up now. Like, it's harder to cover it up when it's like immediately. I mean, like, oh, they got the thing and like immediately they drop
because they can try and blame it on a million other things. But the
next vaccine, so they give out monkeypox vaccine, it's all, dude, it's off. Everything's off the table. You can't sue them for monkeypox because it could have been COVID.
Well, you can't sue them anyways.
You can't sue them anyway, but I'm just saying. Yeah. It's really off the table.
Yeah, no, but like all deaths mm-hmm. have gone up drastically since December.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're seeing so many like celebrities dying. I know.
I don't know, bro.
No, I think it was the vaccine. I don't care what you people say. I don't know. She was going to live forever. No, but there has been a lot of celebrities. I mean, we haven't even talked about, what's that guy's name? Bob Saget. Like, that whole thing was weird.
I'm pretty sure they murdered him.
Something weird about that. Yeah, don't know what, sure, but why would they? Who?
They. Duh.
Why?
People always ask.
Yeah, like, we need a whole episode because that whole thing was weird, and I honestly didn't even get to like dig into that as much as I wanted to. But that whole thing was weird. But now recently, Justin Bieber with the like, what was it? Facial paralysis. I forget what the disorder or whatever disease it was, but. If it wasn't so many things happening now, the comedian mm-hmm. Heather something, she's literally, the timing though, like, impeccable. She was joking about how like great she is because she's had all of her vaccines and stuff, and then she's like, like,
damn.
Literally, that's like
dark, but
God was, you know, like smite you.
Oh no.
Like literally passed out. Justin Bieber and then his wife, I mean, she's like 20 something years old and she had like a small stroke. Like, yes, that stuff happens, but I feel like you're just seeing it so much more often, and especially when it comes to like the stroke things, the blood stuff, that like the heart stuff.
The myocarditis in kids has gone up like, I don't even know how many hundreds of percents.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But, well, let's just say that the unvaccinated aren't dying. Right? Like, we could say all the things that we want to say. Hesitancy. We can say all the things we want to say about what that is doing to people, but we can also say what not getting it is not doing to people. Right.
You're not seeing it in people. Like the people that I'm seeing it, yeah. I know they've had the vaccine. Because especially when you see celebrities, it's like they are so vocal about get your vaccine, get boosted, because it's like that whole agenda. So it's like then something happens to you or you go and die. And I'm like,
My mom still can't taste.
I know.
She still can't taste from COVID.
From COVID. But she had the vaccine.
But she is vaccinated.
When she got COVID after she got the vaccine.
Even though I know I probably shouldn't be telling my mother's medical situation here, but yes.
HIPAA violations. HIPAA violations. You know,
yeah, no, she still can't taste, right? Like,
Meanwhile, we are fine.
Yeah. I don't think that it's the COVID that is causing this long COVID syndrome. Let's just say that.
I believe it.
Yeah. You know, time will tell, man. We've all heard like all the things that are going to happen to all the people. And like, I hope that's not the case because we know a lot of people in our family that would be bad. But like 75 years. No, but they did release it. Yeah. Like a big chunk of it got released like a month or two ago. Right, I didn't read it. I don't know what's
Jeffrey,
in there.
Jeffrey?
What?
Why not? Redacted heavily. supposed to be our like knowledge person. I've been busy. I got the new job.
I'm trying to pages. I'm trying to focus.
No, here's what you do. You do the like word finder, type in specific words.
Oh, then you just narrow it down to like 8,000.
Takes you to specific spots at least that are relevant to what you're looking for.
I don't know. I've been on like a weather modification thing lately, honestly. Yeah, you know.
It's all in conspiracy theory, and they just put an article out that China.
That's like been my go-to. But
it's like that's what's annoying is like. It's not conspiracy. Like it is out there that it's real and it's possible.
No one's like, sorry guys.
Yeah, no. That's so when I'm doing my lives, that's the topic that I focus on most because I can prove that 100%, no speculation. Mm-hmm. Right, like I can just, that's it. And I've had people come in the lives that are like, chemtrails aren't real, bro, you're just a crazy conspiracy theorist. And I'm like, okay, hold up, you just volunteered yourself to get wrecked right now. Okay, so here's what you're gonna do. Check, and I'll bring them into the live with me, co-host them into the live, and I'm like, okay bud, pull up your computer. And I'm like, go to NOAA's website, look at the reports, read what the report says, tell me that I'm wrong. And every single time they're like, oh shit dude, yeah, I guess you're right. Go to NASA's website. You can go to Harvard's website. Like, you can literally go anywhere and you can see it. Yeah. So that's kind of been like I've been honing in on that for a while. Weather modification.
I have a goal, though, like a bucket list goal. Like, I want to see a tornado in real life before I die. Why? I just think it would be so cool.
Have you ever seen videos of a tornado?
Yeah, I wanted to be a storm chaser when I was a kid.
Dude, that's sketch. No way. That is sketch.
Friggin' Twister, driving in those big heavy cars. Nope. That'd be me.
That's a movie.
If I didn't have kids, man.
That's a movie, Jade.
No, there's, I saw a video. Real people like that. I watched a show.
I saw a video. A show.
But okay. If they're real people, it's like a docuseries.
Dude, I saw this video the other day of a tornado ripping through a neighborhood, and it was ripping through a neighborhood. Like, it was throwing
houses. I'm not saying it's houses. Not...
hundreds of yards away in thousands of pieces. Disastrous and
terrifying, but I just think it's so cool.
I'm good. Like, I'll stay here. You report back to me.
Okay.
All right.
This is Jade reporting.
We're going right into the center of the tornado.
Yeah, I'm totally good on that. Totally good on that. But, you know, do you?
But, yeah, so weather modification is real. And it's like, that's the thing. There's so much information out there about things that are conspiracy theories that they're not, because the real information is out there. If you're looking for it, they don't, you know, offer it up to us. But it's like, once you read it for yourself, like, how come the people aren't spreading the word? And you know what I mean? Like, why aren't people being outraged by it? Because it's like, we do have all of these... you know, natural disasters that happen that clearly could be prevented, but they either let them happen or they caused them to happen. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video that I sent you with the, it's like a clip from a podcast I was listening to. A guy, he changes the light bulbs in the towers, and he said that if you go in front of one of those, like, 4G antennas, it will microwave you. Instant sunburn. Instantly through your clothes.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say too. The 5G, it's like that information's out there
instantly. And that's not short millimeter waves, that's like 4G 3G radio. He's like, if if they're dicey, you go up there, you change the bulb, and you have to get to the other one, you have to go like around the antenna, because if you go directly in front of the emitter, it microwaves you.
That's terrifying. I mean, we've read the reports on the 5G.
Not 5G.
Yeah, no, it's not even 5G. But, like, we've read the reports, like you're saying, right? The mm-hmm. information's out there. We've sat right here in this room and read, like, single, double-strand DNA breaks, right? Like, degrading cell membrane walls, like, all these different things. That's the science. That is the science.
My phone does not work faster when it's on 5G.
No, it doesn't.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't at all.
Honestly... doesn't work when it's on 5G.
5G sucks. And I'm still waiting for Starlink. Still waiting for Starlink. Space is fake. Satellites aren't in space. That's another one I've been going hard on. I learned something. about satellites in space. Okay. According to NASA and the European Space Agency, all satellites, including the International Space Station, they're not even in space.
What?
They're in the thermosphere. I just never clicked, I guess, you know?
Elijah, my brother, he was like, why don't they, how do they have pictures of Jupiter and Calypso, and they've never turned the satellite around and got one full shot of the Earth not composited? I said, whoa, hold on there. Blowing my mind right now.
Well, Elijah... There are no pictures from anything in space.
It's all an artist rendition.
Big air quotes.
Right. No,
big air quotes.
That's, there are no pictures of anything in space, period. All of the pictures that we've seen are just artist renditions of data. We've done this before, right? So, yes, there is not really any pictures of Jupiter from space. There's only pictures of what they call Jupiter from the ground. But you, there's no way to know what that is.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. No pictures from space. Yeah, satellites aren't in space. International Space Station's not in space. Period. Okay. Facts.
What do you think that, like, when you can see Jupiter and, what is it, Saturn from Earth, what is that?
Dude, I don't know. Could be a freaking spiritual entity for all I know. I have no idea. It could be lights projected into the holographic sky.
You don't think it's a planet,
no.
though?
No.
Okay.
I have no reason to think that planets or anything about space is what we're told. I have zero definitive proof to say, like, anything that we're told about space is exactly what they're telling us.
Why don't you just talk about Earth? That's not even true.
Yeah. I can't even get the truth on why the gas prices are so high. How am I supposed to trust you on, like, what Jupiter is?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, no, I don't trust any of that, dude, honestly. I don't think any of it is what we're told. I go back and forth with, is there anything even up there and not? Like that, I can, whatever, I'll go back and forth on it. Maybe it's a realm, maybe it's water, maybe they're plasma, maybe they're entities, maybe, who knows? But it is not what we're told at all, period, done. I had David Weiss on the show, right?
Yeah.
On the last episode.
Uh-huh.
And Caleb, which is a big TikToker, had him on there with us. Caleb messages me and he's like, dude, somebody sent me this video. I think David Weiss is a Freemason. So I'm like, what, dude? I'm like, come on, bro.
Like, there's one guy.
We've already had another one.
That freaking guy, man.
That I didn't even tell you guys about.
No, you did. You sent it to us. You didn't tell us, like, much, but you sent us the pictures.
Micah Dank.
Yes.
He's a Freemason. 100%. There was another guy who came on that was a Freemason.
Oh,
I'm not going to say who right now because I don't want to, like, cause drama, but somebody else came on, and if you watch the videos very closely, all I'm going to say is watch the guest's hands.
Ew.
And you will see.
What?
I noticed it. No, even more definitive than that.
What?
Even more. No, listen.
No way.
I was editing
the
video.
I'm like, what?
I just happened to pause it, to, like, get a water, like, go to the bathroom. Like, I stopped the edit, paused it.
And whoa.
And I look at his hand, and he has a nice little Freemason tattoo on his ring finger. And I was like, I'm not going to say his name. That's for anybody else to go decide for themselves.
What?
But yeah, anyway, so Caleb messaged me.
That's why you think it, or you know now because of more information than that?
That's all I need, really, to be honest.
I don't even know what that tattoo looks like. So
it's the square and compass.
Okay. Anyways,
so Caleb messages me. He's like, I think David Weiss is a Freemason. Somebody sent me something, blah,
who
blah, blah.
Who said that?
Caleb. He was on the show. He's a big TikToker dude.
He was on with David Weiss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Him and David. So we're, like, going back and forth for, like, a week. He's texting me.
Had
he's like,
he never met
no,
David
that's
Weiss?
Why I brought Caleb on the show.
Okay.
Because Caleb is a big flat earth TikToker. He's got, like, 150,000 subs on TikTok or something, right?
Okay.
So, like, you know, and I interact with him a lot. So I was like,
so
hey,
they
man.
Both believe in flat earth.
Right, right.
Okay.
So we're going back and forth for, like, a week. He's sending me stuff. He's like, bro, watch this video.
Oh my gosh.
Here's a video of, like, David Weiss being, like, like the ceremony of him being like inducted into the
what?
Whatever, right? And I'm watching, and I'm like, what, dude? No way, right? So like, then we're like figuring it out. We're like, all right, how are we gonna do this? We're gonna make a video, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, you know what? Let's hold up for a second. Let's just email David and ask him before we
my twin
before
brother.
We blast him on the internet. I was like, let's email David and we'll just be like, yo, look, here's what's going around.
So you emailed him?
Caleb emailed him.
Okay.
And then David emailed him back like a novel.
Oh my gosh.
Like a novel.
Was he
bro.
Mad?
He was so mad. He was like,
oh my
he was
gosh.
So mad, dude. He's like, I can't believe people are so stupid and dumb. Turns out this video of David Weiss being inducted into the Ark Knights, right, as like a freaking whatever, was kind of like a joke in a way where that him, how do I explain this? He was on a show, and the guy of that show was like giving him the ceremony because they were cracking open Boston bombing, right? So he was like saying, oh, now you're like one of the people on the show. It'd be like if we had a guest on and we'd be like, yeah. Now you're officially like a
shadow band.
An Ark Knight of the shadow band, yeah. You know, like okay. That's kind of what it was. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh shit, we almost...
Dang.
We almost blasted this dude.
Bad
for
the brand, man. Oh my gosh.
But now so. They, you know, it all got worked out and Caleb helped David start a TikTok and, you know, so it's...
That's nice.
You know, but yeah, it was... We almost like slandered a dude.
No,
like,
not we. You.
Oh, I was the one who suggested that we reach out to David first.
You stopped the nonsense.
Yeah, but it was interesting.
Dang,
interesting
I'm glad
week.
It wasn't you that emailed him, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Good job making the other guy do it. Just kidding.
You should still do video on it. Yeah, yeah, no, that's a good idea. I think Caleb's already working on that, doing a video. Yeah. Well, he's got a big reach. He's got a big reach.
That's cool.
But yeah, wow. Interesting week. Interesting yeah. Week.
That's kind of funny. Crazy.
What time is it?
I don't know.
46 minutes. I got to think of something else to talk about for another 16 minutes. 14 minutes. Can't do math.
I don't even know what time we started, to be honest. But we need to... Maybe we can ask the guests, whoever got this far in the episode. We need some ideas on, like, conspiracy theories. There's got to be some we haven't talked about.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. I mean...
What are the people interested in?
Yeah, I would like a list.
We
I would
never,
like some help.
We never did the dinosaurs.
We never did dinosaurs, but I could give you some examples right now. That's how we'll kill the time.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, all right.
Go.
How do I start with this? Okay.
I just noticed your shirt has the red and the blue pill
yeah,
on
dude,
it.
Yeah, red, blue pills, got the Matrix code in the...
Nice. Oh.
Yeah, it's a cool shirt. Infinite rabbit hole shirts.
It's like the more you look, the
yeah,
more
man.
You see.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyway, so dinosaurs. Did dinosaurs have feathers?
Well, that's what they're trying to say now.
That's what they say, right?
Now,
that's like
yeah.
A normal thing, right? Dinosaurs probably
now.
Have feathers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Because, I mean, back in the day, now I saw a picture of, like, what they say a velociraptor looks like, and I'm like...
With feathers, right?
Yeah, that is not what was in Jurassic Park.
Do you know why they say that?
Because the want to say that it's something to do with like the not, I don't follicle or whatever's in the bone where the feathers would stick in
no.
Holes. I don't know something.
No,
like
no.
That.
So they found
that's what I read.
They found a fossil in
a
China.
Kid's book.
In China, there was a fossil that was found.
Okay.
I think in like the 90s. I don't forget the date off the top of my head. It was called the Archaeoraptor fossil.
Okay.
And this Archaeoraptor fossil was this fossilized remains with feathers, like a pattern of feathers in the fossil. So they're like, oh shit, dinosaurs had feathers. Like this makes a lot of sense with evolution and everything. Come to find out that one of the dudes who was even part of discovering the Archaeoraptor fossil came out and said, no, we faked that. That was a hoax.
Faked what part of it?
The whole fossil.
There was no fossil.
There was no fossil
no
of a dinosaur
feathers.
With feathers. So they totally
no fossil of a dinosaur at all, or no fossil of a dinosaur with feathers.
Well, there's never been an entire dinosaur fossil found.
Right. Yeah.
So they've never found an entire dinosaur skeleton. Mm-hmm. The one fossil with dinosaur with feathers was faked. It was a hoax.
Okay.
Okay. So, but even now you can go to a museum and see like exhibits with velociraptors with feathers.
Yeah.
Like they're still pushing this narrative, even though that it's totally fake.
But like, why?
Because dinosaurs are a $1 billion industry. And
but why do they care so much about the feathers?
It just pushes, it helps them push their evolution.
Like, that makes me think fake. I don't buy the whole feather thing.
Like, it's to push the evolution. Chickens used to be T-Rexes. And we can prove that because of this one fossil that had feathers, even though it was a hoaxed fossil. Right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, because it, one of the big things that people say to like discredit evolution is that there's so not.
What they're saying is the chicken came first before the egg.
Now we're getting deep. I don't know.
All right. If it evolved from a dinosaur.
That's a good question. I don't know. But like, you know, the big problem with evolution is there's no in-betweens. I forget the term that they use for it, but there's not like in-betweens. Like we don't see transitional forms. Is that what you said? Did you just make that up? Are you sure? I feel like you made that
up. No, he probably made it up.
All right. We're just going to go with transitional forms. Yeah, there's none of those, right? You don't see like a half velociraptor, half chicken fossil, except for the one that was fake.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a big problem with that. But yeah, there's a lot of that that went down. And in the Bone Wars in the late 1800s, these two dudes who both hypothesized about dinosaurs before anybody ever discovered a dinosaur fossil were battling it out to discover dinosaur fossils. And then they were leaving fakes and like sabotaging each other's digs, right? And they are the two guys who are credited with discovering the most dinosaur fossils. So like, and they were both shitty people. Like they weren't.
Where
even,
did the idea of dinosaurs even come from to start?
Those two guys.
Like people. I don't know.
The two guys who had the most to gain from finding out or from finding a dinosaur. Those two guys who had the most to gain are the ones who came up with it and discovered it and named the most dinosaurs, okay. Right? So it'd be like me and Creamer battling it out to be like, we're going to be the first ones to find unicorn fossils. And then while we're both digging in different places looking for unicorn fossils, I like plant fakes at his. He like burns one of my digs down, right? Like we were like trashing each other in the newspaper, like all this. And then 100 years later, him and I are the ones credited for finding the most species of unicorns.
Yeah.
We found 37 Bigfoots.
That's exactly how the Bone Wars went.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, no, dinosaurs never existed. They're digging up giants. Remember we did the giant episode and I was reading the old newspaper articles about them digging up like 12, 14 foot giants in the Native American mounds. That's what they're finding. They're finding big bones and they're like, oh, this is a Brontosaurus shin bone. And we're just going to make up the rest of it based off of this one or two bones we found. We're going to infer what the rest of the dinosaur looked like and build this fake exhibit because they can't tell you that they just found like a 30-foot giant or whatever they just found.
Well, also, like, we make ligers now.
Right.
Like, this doesn't exist in the wild.
Right.
And that's almost twice the size of a regular lion. So it's like, yeah, it's possible that they crossbred animals and they turned them, but they should be sterile and they're not making any more. So you might found the one, you know, alligator crocodile mix that turned into some big like crocagator, but.
But even that's not going to be like what we're taught.
Yeah.
A 40 foot tall bipedal lizard with no arms. And somehow it's walking around without crushing its feet bones, you know?
Yeah, it's like, by the time something gets so big, it's structurally compromised just in nature.
Gravity would crush. It can't even
get that big.
gravity would crush one of those dinosaurs. Just, it would never get that big, but if it just, if it did get that, it would just be crushed by gravity. It would crush itself.
Yeah, the size of the organ to pump the blood through that thing, because just how heavy the blood would be at the, just come on.
And then you think about it running.
You can probably hear that thing's heartbeat from a mile away. Just trying to get blood through the
entire
body.
One step and the ankles would just shatter.
How many calories that thing would have to consume?
How do dinosaurs have sex? Have you seen the tails on dinosaurs?
Imagine a dinosaur boner.
Like, how do they get in there?
Come on.
Seriously. Like, huge. How do you get in? Like,
Look, you got to do what you got to do, bro.
You know? But let's think
Jurassic
about a T-Rex.
Park.
Let's think about a T-Rex.
They were not even females.
Let's think about a T-Rex. If a T-Rex...
They evolved.
Like, okay.
Or they were all... And then they... So they shouldn't have been... Whatever.
Right. So you got a T-Rex. Like, again, the big tail. You're not just going to mount it like other animals mount in the wild, right? But like... Okay, so somebody might say, like, they have to get on the ground and, like, maneuver. But, like, look at how does it get up with the little T-Rex
arms? This is the weirdest
arms.
Conversation.
Yeah, but it's, like, real.
No, but
real
it's stuff that we don't ever think about, yes. Like, all of that makes sense when you actually think about how
Unless they procreate like fish do. Maybe the female lays an egg and then a male comes over and just, like, sprays.
But they did lay eggs. Right? They did.
Did they?
In Jurassic Park.
No, that's a movie.
I know. I'm just kidding.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dinosaurs is a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah.
Movies, museum exhibits. I mean, most people go to a museum, literally, to go see dinosaur exhibits. Mm-hmm. Museums ain't free, right? Well, some of them are, but most of them aren't free. That's billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Dude, I was looking at a website where you can literally buy entire dinosaur skeleton replicas. The exact things that they put in the museums. These giant replicas. $100,000 for a T-Rex skeleton.
Fake. Who would pay that?
Museums.
Oh, you're saying... I guess I'm thinking of like
there's a company,
a rich person.
There's
like,
multiple companies.
I want this T-Rex.
There's like two or three companies in China that make dinosaur skeletons for museums, and they charge $100,000 or whatever for whatever dinosaur, and they're totally fake. They don't even tell you that they're real in the thing. They're telling you like this is just plaster, and they're not even afraid to say like this is totally a fake thing, but we'll sell it to you to put in your museum for $100,000.
Right.
Yeah, dinosaurs are fake, dude. They're digging up giants. What about it? That's a megafauna. That's not a dinosaur, right? Oh, so like
what?
Yeah, but it's megafauna. It's a giant animal, right? Like a mammoth, saber-toothed tiger, short-faced bear, giant sloth, Gigantopithecus. They're just giant animal, megafauna. They existed 10,000 years ago, 20,000 years ago. Dinosaurs apparently existed 65 million years ago is when they died. So there's a big difference between like 20,000-year-old mammoth bones that we find, which definitely existed, and 100-million-year-old, what should have been dust, 99 million years ago, is still sitting around here somewhere.
Buried in the same layer as humans?
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely not. Don't believe dinosaurs at all. Totally fake.
I agree.
Totally fake.
Probably fake. Everything's fake.
Yeah, it's like that meme that goes around. It's like, trust the science, and then it's the guy holding all the money, and he's like, the science. And it's like, stack of money. That's exactly what it is, dude. That's exactly what it is, man. Yeah, people are going crazy. People are going crazy about abortions right now. People are going crazy about guns right now.
What's new?
I watched a debate today about abortions, and the guy was like, it's not... The baby's not alive until it takes its first breath. And then the dude was like, okay, what if you gave birth underwater? Could you, like, keep the baby underwater until it drowns? Because it technically didn't take its first breath. And the guy was like, technically it didn't take its first breath. And I was like, wow, dude. Wow, dude. Great argument.
Yeah, if you take it to its logical conclusion, it's like, well, now it's out of the womb. So... Like, where do you draw the line? What happens if the baby needs to go to the NICU? No?
That's what I'm saying. What happens if I'm in a coma and I'm relying totally on machines to keep me alive?
I'm choking you out.
Yeah. Apparently that's okay. I see, I'm not like one of these like absolutists, right? Like I do think that there's a point where it's probably okay, right? I'm not going to say like, oh, you conceived a baby like immediately, like no abortion, right? Because like I can understand like you're talking about some cells here, like there's a little leeway, but like they're talking about doing abortions up to birth and even after.
After, yeah.
Like no. Like I don't know where the line is, so nobody ask me where's the line, Jeff. Like I don't know, bro. Like. A month, maybe 2 months at the most. I don't know. I'm not
after birth.
No. Like
5 years.
Yeah, dude. Totally after birth, bro. 100%. Until you're 18, you're ready to go.
That's what a lady said.
Yeah.
This lady was asking. Heck? She was like walking across around like a march, and she's like, "What point do you think it's now murder?" And the lady's like, "It's up to the mom." And she's like, "What? How late?" She's like, "It's up to the mom." She's like, I have a 2-year-old. Can I get? She's like, it's up to the mom. She just wouldn't say anything except it's up to the mom. It's like they're not even trying to make so logic.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Oh my god, bro.
They don't try to even argue the thing anymore. It's just like, no, this is it. Don't think about it. Just vote this way.
Yeah, just say.
Don't think about it. Just vote.
Her body, voting. Her choice.
Voting. What a joke, bro.
Yeah, seriously, what a joke.
What a joke, bro.
Nobody freaking voted Biden in.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not voting, bro. I voted once. I'm not doing it again, ever. Ages ago. I voted for Harambe, and guess who didn't become president? Harambe. So guess who's not voting?
Well, now you have to vote for Donald. You have to vote for Biden in the next election so he doesn't become president.
That might work, too. I think I might just vote for Harambe for the rest of my life. Every election.
Should have voted for Kanye, man.
That I don't know about. Kanye seems like he's lost a few marbles. You know?
I don't know.
He's a little crazy. Anything would be better than frigging that chair right there.
He's got more morals than Biden, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's all a scam. That's not even really Biden, though. Yeah, that's not even really Biden.
Not even alive.
No. Cut it. Oh, I'm sure they did.
He was like, we're going to go to break. Biden couldn't get through
his sentence. What?
He was like, I'm trying to break. And then we just
gotta
get through this. He's like, we're gonna take a break.
Time to go, Joe. You're done.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not even Joe. That's an actor. It's a paid actor. That's a crisis actor. You want to talk crisis actor? The guy that we're all looking at calling Joe Biden, that's a crisis actor.
Yeah, he's all Botoxed in the face.
100%.
You think? You don't think it's just not
Joe Biden. Doesn't look
like him. I agree. He looks different.
Have you seen the 100%. Masks that they have now?
Yeah.
Dude, there's masks that you could put on to look like anybody you want, and it looks so real. Mm-hmm. And then you combine that with, like, CGI, deep fakes. That is not Joe Biden.
But, like, why would they make him so stupid?
On purpose.
You think?
Oh, yeah, dude. We got to piss people off, man. We got to make people so mad at Joe. Like, we have to create more
chaos
division.
Everywhere.
Absolutely.
On every end.
Yep.
Yes, I believe.
Vote for Harambe. That's all I gotta say.
You should be president.
I would make a good president. I would make a great president.
Vote for Jeffrey.
Vote for me.
Just make all the governments so small. You're all fired.
Everybody's fired.
You're done. Just like Donald Trump. Yeah, you're fired.
Everybody's fired. I'm releasing all the documents for everything. That's it. They will murder me. That is fine. But I'll make sure I have a dead man switch. So I'll release, like, everything except for, like, the reptilian draconians behind the scene. So everything else will get released. But I'll be like, I won't tell them that you're a lizard unless you kill me. Then it's all...
It's already set.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
When's our next election? How long we got to...
5 months? Oh, president. For president,
2024. Like, what? 5 months? That's it?
2024.
I could. We only have to make it another 5 months with Biden?
You should definitely run for mayor of the city I live in, though, because it's a small town. And I bet you there's, like, 3 guys that run. They probably got, like, 20 people who back them.
Guaranteed. You gotta start somewhere.
I guarantee you, Jeffrey, I could just canvas my neighborhood and be like, yo, vote for me. There's
been crazier people that have thought they're supposed to
Lori
be
Lightfoot.
President.
Lori Lightfoot's a freaking governor or the mayor of a whole city. Jesse Ventura, dude, was a governor. Arnold Schwarzenegger was a governor. I could totally be mayor of a small town.
Yeah.
That'd be an awesome gig. They would kill me.
Should do it.
They would murder me so quick because you got to think about what is in where I live. NASA.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They'll be like, this guy.
No.
They're going to dig me up. They're going to be like, this guy cyberbullied Epstein and had one of his videos pulled off YouTube. We can't vote for him. He's a bigot.
You said you fight Bill Gates for charity.
Oh, man, that's funny. Really funny.
He's unvaccinated. He shouldn't be mayor. He didn't even wear a mask.
Yeah, but it's Florida. You're good in Florida. If you are anywhere else. But Florida, you have a shot.
Good for now.
Yeah.
Good for now. Hopefully we get some constitutional carry before he loses, though. That's all I want right now.
You think he's going to lose?
He's going to run for president.
You think he's going to run for president, though?
100%. And he's going to lose. And we're going to lose him as governor and president. And he's just going to be a guy.
If that happens, it's
rigged.
The whole thing is set up. He's an actor.
No.
If that happens, he's an actor.
If he runs for president, he's an actor?
Yeah.
No, he's not an actor, dude. He's out of his control. All of politics is here.
Do you know
I don't know if he will.
How do you know he's not an actor?
Because he's not part of SAG. Screen Actors Guild, dude. He's not part of that.
I don't think he'll run for president because his wife has cancer.
He's definitely not running for president because his wife has cancer.
Why?
Because his wife has cancer.
Why?
It's a sympathy card.
No.
He's not going to win, though, because Harambe is going to win. We're all voting for Harambe. Everybody listening
focus on your family.
Is voting for Harambe.
Or, like, what if his wife passes and then he has his kids to deal with in that tragedy? You know? I feel like
if he runs for president, I'm running for governor of Florida. Vote for me, bro. Vote for me. Comment on this video and tell me if you're voting for me. If I get enough support,
what's your platform?
We're going. What do you mean, what's my platform? What are you talking about?
Constitutional carry.
Constitutional carry.
Abolish NASA.
Abolish NASA. No more weather engineering in Florida.
Just in Florida?
Sink the
keys. Oh, because you're the governor.
Sink the keys?
Right.
Why would we do that? I like Key West. It's nice over there. That's fun. It's okay. All right. Well, we're going to release the secret Star Fort technology that they have at like St. Augustine and a couple other forts around, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, we got some new goals.
Yeah. Vote for me.
Some new goals to work on, Jeffrey.
Vote for Jeff. Jeff for governor.
Why not? YOLO, man. YOLO.
Dude. All right, I'll look into it. I'll see what the requirements are.
Sure, you meet them all.
Oh, you have to be like 35, don't you?
Do you?
Yeah.
Nah, you don't need to be 35.
Well, when's the election?
2020. Well, this... I guess I will be 35.
Yeah.
I will be 35.
What's I'm saying? He's older than me,
It's meant to be, bro. It's meant to be,
It's a sign. A sign.
All right. Anyways, I got to get out of here. I got to go. The time I get home is going to be like 12 o'clock. So, bye.